شمعة الفكر تناجي الله في صبر.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters and dear friends. Today's video is something special. As you guys know, well, personally me, I was thinking, okay, what can I eat and what can I not eat in Ramadan, yeah? And I thought, what's the best thing to do, you know? And I thought, should I search online? Then I thought, you know what, there's this brother that I know, I follow on Instagram. He does a lot of, he's a nutritionist, if I'm not mistaken, he's a nutritionist, yeah? A herbal nutritionist, something like that. So I thought, you know what, let's do a video with him, do you get what I'm trying to say? And he can tell us the things that we can eat and not eat. And I thought it would be beneficial for you guys as well, because Ramadan's like 4 or 5 days away, yeah? So I thought the best thing to do for all of us is to know what we can eat that can keep us hydrated and full of energy throughout, no matter what we're doing, and the foods that we should abstain from. So yeah, however, when we lose, I'm going to connect straight to Toronto. Yes, we're going to Canada. Yes, so what we're going to do is we're going to connect to the brother, and he's going to take us through the foods that we should eat and not eat in Ramadan. 10 things to eat and 10 things to abstain from. So let's go straight into that, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, Aki. Can you hear me? Hello.
Wa alaikum assalam, Aki. How are you doing?
MashaAllah, Aki. May Allah bless you. How's the weather? How's the weather in Canada, Aki? SubhanAllah. I heard it's really cold there.
Alhamdulillah, the weather in Canada is great. Spring's coming and Ramadan is on the way. So that's very exciting.
MashaAllah, that's good. So, right, the first question we need to ask is, people want to know, you know, who's this guy you're connecting to? Is it just some guy that you just found, whatever, yeah? So what is your background, Aki? You said you're a herbal nutritionist. So tell us a bit about yourself and the field that you're in.
So I've been a herbal practitioner for about 5 years, and I've been in the health food business for about 10 years. So inshallah, the advice I'm going to be providing you guys is the best advice to help you stay full and to avoid getting hungry.
Okay, Aki, barakallah feek, may Allah bless you for that, inshallah. Okay, let's start away, inshallah, Aki. The 10 foods to eat, to abstain from, and 10 foods we should eat, or vice versa. I'll leave it to you, let's go, inshallah.
I'll go over the top 10 foods that people should avoid to stop them from getting hungry. Number one is sugary pop, which is full of sugar and full of caffeine, and also will stop you from being hydrated throughout the day. Number two is store-bought juice, which is pasteurized, so they actually eliminate all the good nutrients and enzymes, and it's full of sugar as well, and will keep you dehydrated, for sure. People should make their own juice at home. That would be the best to do. Three is packaged cereal, which is full of genetically modified food, destroys your gut health, and also full of flavorings as well, and these type of things will make you stay hungry throughout the day, the next day. Non-organic candy is full of high fructose corn syrup and it keeps you dehydrated. Processed chips, most salty foods are using just the regular salt, which is highly processed, and it does keep you dehydrated and it also makes you very hungry. You should try to go with Himalayan pink salt or sea salt, and those are the best to cook with. The next I'll talk about is processed dairy. Most dairy nowadays is either factory farmed or it is pasteurized, and they do have a lot of toxins inside them that stop you from feeling full, and they do keep you feeling like you're hungry as well. So fat-free foods, your body does need fat, but it needs good fat, so things from like avocados. But when you have fat-free foods, your body is being deprived from a nutrient that it needs, but it just needs a good version of it. Most of the processed foods have trans fats, which is very bad for your body. But in general, we do need good fats, and our body does benefit from good fats. And it does help us to stay full and help our bodies function at an optimal level as well. Refined grains as well. So most of these refined grains are genetically modified, and they do have toxins that induce our bodies to make it more hungry as well. So we should avoid artificial sweeteners because they have been shown to make you more hungry and to make you gain more weight. Not something that you want during Ramadan. So the last thing that we should avoid is fast food, which contains all of the above. Genetically modified food, refined grains, refined sugar. These are all ingredients that make us sick and keep us hungry, and it does not make us feel full at all.
Okay, barakallah feek, Aki, may Allah bless you for that. So 10 foods kind of foods that we should abstain from. Yes? So, brothers and sisters, try your best to abstain from such foods. How about the 10 foods that we should eat that will help us get through Ramadan and keep us hydrated and full of energy, inshallah? What are they, Aki?
Now we'll talk about the top 10 foods that people should have during Ramadan that will help them stay full and satisfied. Number one is dates. Dates is high in antioxidants. They will help you stay energized. They're also a lower glycemic food, so it won't negatively affect your blood sugar. Chia seeds is another one. Chia seeds is high in omega-3s. It's also high in fiber and in protein. So I would add it to my smoothie during suhoor time. That would be one of the best things to do. If you don't make a smoothie, you can add it to a salad, or you can even add them to sandwiches during suhoor time. But chia seeds is definitely one of those foods that I would include during Ramadan. The next one is lentils. Lentils for dinner, lentil soup. But lentils are high in fiber and they do help you stay full and satisfied. Hummus, one of the most delicious foods, considering I'm Lebanese. Hummus is very high in fiber and it's very high in protein. And I would include more hummus in my meals during Ramadan for sure. Broccoli is very high in fiber. It will also help with cleansing during Ramadan. Oats are very high in fiber. Oats also has nutrients that helps you stay energized throughout the day when they're eaten in the night before. The next one we'll talk about is almonds, which is very high in fiber and protein and helps you stay full and satisfied the next day. It's also a very good and healthy snack. So tiger nuts is very high in fiber. Tiger nuts is also very well known in Asia for being a type of food that helps you stay satisfied for long periods of time. And these are things that you can find at your local health food store as well. Avocados, one of my favorite foods, is very high in fat, good type of fat, and very high in fiber. It's amazing for your body. I would have at least one avocado per day, and that's perfect. So at iftar time, the best thing to do is to have a date. Make your salah and then don't have too heavy of a meal. Eat until you're satisfied, then stop. And that is the best way to conduct your Ramadan diet-wise. The most important thing is that we shouldn't overeat. We shouldn't gain weight during Ramadan. We should feel like we are eating the most minimal that we can in order for us to have the most spiritual and effective Ramadan. One of the most important things to have as well during Ramadan is coconut oil. Coconut oil will help you stay full, satisfied, but one of the most important properties in coconut oil is that it also keeps you energized throughout the day. So if you have it at suhoor time, it's actually perfect to keep your energy up during Ramadan, during the daytime. And the last one I'll talk about is barley, which is the highest in fiber out of all the grains, and it is a great sunnah food. The Prophet ﷺ used to have barley as well with his meals. So these are the top 10 foods for keeping you full and satisfied and healthy during Ramadan. So at iftar time, the best thing to do is to have a date, make your salah, and then don't have too heavy of a meal. Eat until you're satisfied, then stop. And that is the best way to conduct your Ramadan diet-wise. The most important thing is that we shouldn't overeat. We shouldn't gain weight during Ramadan. We should feel like we are eating the most minimal that we can in order for us to have the most spiritual and effective Ramadan.
Barakallahu feek, Akim. May Allah bless you, inshallah. That was amazing. I'm going to add my little few tips as well, inshallah. May Allah bless you, inshallah. And also, Aki, yeah, where can the brothers and sisters follow you? So if you can just quickly tell us where they can find you, inshallah, to keep up to date with your nutritional facts and herbs.
I just want to say thank you very much for having me, brother. And inshallah, you'll have a great Ramadan. And you guys can all follow me on Instagram, @holisticali. We're also on YouTube at Holistic Ali as well. Inshallah, I'm putting out health tips and some great dawah information as well.
Barakallah feek, Akim, may Allah bless you, inshallah. I'll see you very soon, inshallah. One day we can meet, inshallah, if you come to London or if I come there. So guys, you heard for yourself. Now, me personally, just a quick tip for you guys before you guys go, is that recently I just found out about coconut milk here. I know Tesco's and these other places sell it, but personally, I go to Sainsbury's, and in Sainsbury's, there's one called Vita Coco or something like that. It's amazing. It's like, it's substituted for this dairy milk that you have, the cow's milk, etc., which God knows what happens to it before it comes to you. I know it's really unhealthy as well. Coconut milk, it tastes better than that cow's milk here. So if you guys want, in Sainsbury's, coconut milk, do go and get that as well. Also, one other thing, brothers and sisters, instead of eating junk food like crisps, chocolate biscuits, sweets, etc., which sometimes I'm guilty of as well, try to change that to, like, nuts, yeah? All kinds of nuts. And also, dried fruits, you know, dried apples, dried bananas, etc. This is what I've done, and it's kind of changed it around. And also, apple cider vinegar, vinegar. Apple cider vinegar is really good. It's something that you can have after breakfast and before lunch. So basically what I do is I get a glass, half a glass of water, half a glass of fresh juice, squeezed from the machine, and 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. Mix it, and I have that. And it really, really helps burn fat. And also it's good, it softens your the digestive system, inshallah. So that's about it, guys. Hope you guys have benefited. Hope your Ramadan goes successful and good. And for all of you brothers and sisters out there, it's your first Ramadan, you're going to be, you know, trying, or you're new to it, whatever it may be, yeah? Brothers and sisters, don't fall for the shaitan's trap. Make sure you come and inshallah, try your best, inshallah, this Ramadan to make a U-turn. So, till then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hey, give me one. Thanks, Ali. Subscribe. Woohoo!